Good evening and welcome to 3 Mile Wesleyan Church here in sunny Elkview, West Virginia on this Wednesday night, July 22nd, 2026. And we want to welcome our online audience to join us tonight. A lot of times, including tonight, we got a small number in our building today. And sometimes the folks online outnumber us by a big factor. We appreciate you guys watching. And as always, if you have a question or a prayer request, let us know. Click that comment button. We'd love to answer your question. We'd love to pray with you. Otherwise, just let us know you're there. Click that like button. We appreciate you guys coming and joining us tonight. And tonight's devotional is entitled, Equality in the Kingdom. Equality in the Kingdom. That's a big popular word today, equality. And tonight's message comes directly from a parable that Jesus delivers to a large crowd in the region of Judea. And as he does in other parables, Jesus is describing to the people what the kingdom of heaven is all about. This particular story is often referred to as the parable of the workers in the vineyard. Jesus uses parables to explain certain principles that may not be intuitive to the ordinary man otherwise. Jesus also uses parables to describe to us what God is like, what heaven is like, and what the afterlife is like to the common folks like us, who otherwise wouldn't have any other way of understanding these things. So we're going to delve right into this parable tonight as we begin reading in Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20, I'll be reading from the New International Version. Matthew chapter 20, beginning in verse 1. Words of Jesus, red letters. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and sent them into his vineyard. Thus reads the word of God. Lord, as we come into your house tonight, God, it's our desire to uplift you, God, and to give you glory. God, it's also our desire to protect your holy word, God, to teach it properly, to use it in a way that would be inspiring and motivating and exposing to us, God. We pray that you would guide me as I teach tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, during the times of harvest, it is commonplace for landowners to go to the market to look for laborers. It's the place to go. Men who need a job would come into the marketplace at dawn, hoping to get hired for the day. You got to get there early. Back in these days, the workday begins at 6 a.m., and ends at 6 p.m. How many hours is that, by the way? 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., that's a 12-hour workday. Yeah, you know that 8-hour workday that we're all familiar with here? That's an American thing. That's a 20th century convention. But 12 hours back then, that's a full day's work. And the pay is a denarius. And I happen to have a silver coin with me here. It's a little hard to see. I'll just show it to the camera just a little bit. A silver coin representing a denarius. They do have those denarius available. You can buy them online. I've seen them being sold. You can still find those. But a denarius, it represented a full day's work. And so what we would consider today, a man working for a full day would be about $100. In fact, the silver round that I have here, a few months ago, this was worth about $100. It's down a little bit today. But $100 was a full day's worth work. And so what we would say is for 12 hours, $100 is about right for minimum wage, right? Minimum wage. And so the landowner comes early in the morning, and this first round of workers agrees at 6 a.m. they agreed to work 12 hours for one denarius. They all were in agreement. All right, now let's continue reading in verse 3. Matthew 20, verse 3. About 9 in the morning, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace, doing nothing. He told them, "You also go and work in the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So this second round of workers are all standing around from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. looking for work. For 3 hours, they couldn't find anything. The landowner says, "Hey guys, come on." Now, there's no upfront agreement to how much he's going to pay these guys. It says the landowner says, I will pay you whatever is right. In other words, he promises to pay them a fair wage, but he doesn't tell them what it is. Now let's keep reading verse 5. So they went. He went out again about noon and about 3 in the afternoon and did the same thing. About 5 in the afternoon, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them, why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing? Verse 7. Because no one has hired us, they answered. He said to them, you also go and work in my vineyard. So now we see workers in 5 different categories. The first round of men begins working at 6 a.m., the second round at 9 a.m., the third round at noon, the fourth round at 3 p.m., and then the fifth round at 5 p.m. Remember that the workday ends at 6 p.m. Well, that means at the end of the day, some of these guys have worked 12 hours, some have worked 9, some have worked 6, some have worked 3, and then the last guy has only worked 1 hour. 12, 9, 6, 3, and 1. Now, this is interesting. We might expect in this story that the landowner is going to pay an hourly wage based on the number of hours being worked, right? That's what you would expect. We'll talk about why we would expect it. We're going to talk about it here in a minute. But what we discover is something completely different. Let's keep reading in verse 8. Matthew 20, verse 8. When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and then going on to the first. This vineyard owner says something really unusual. He tells the foreman, don't start with the first round of guys, the guys that have been here all day. No, don't start with them. Start with the guys who just got here. Start with the guys who just worked 1 hour and pay them first. Start with the last and end with the first. By the way, this is a common theme. Jesus uses this a lot. It's a common theme in the Bible. It's a recurring theme. Okay, we'll see it here in just a few minutes. Let's keep reading Matthew 20, verse 9. The workers who were hired about 5 in the afternoon came and each received a denarius. So these guys, these cats came in, worked 1 hour, and got a full denarius. A whole day's work. Like I said, in today's dollars, about $100. $100 an hour. Not bad, right? I don't make that much. $100 an hour? And the guys in the early rounds, the guys who worked longer than the 1 hour, they're standing in line watching all of this unfold. And they can't wait to see what they're going to get. Oh, here's where it gets good. Matthew 20, verse 10. So when those came who were hired first, they expected to receive more. But each of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner. Uh-oh. So whether you work 12 hours, 9 hours, 6 hours, 3 hours, or just 1 hour, every man got the same pay. One denarius. Like I said, today's dollars, about $100. Here it comes again. We're all getting paid the same? What? You can't do that? You can't do that? Why can't you do that? Because that's not what? What's our favorite word? Fair. That's not fair. You can't do that. Now listen to the response from the landowner. Verse 12. Here's the complaint. Here's the complaint for the guys who just put in a hard 12-hour day. Verse 12. Ready? Verse 12. These who were hired last worked only 1 hour, they said. And you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day. And from what I understand, working in a vineyard was really hard work. It was nasty. It was hot. There's insects. You got to use your fingers. I hear it's some of the hardest work you can do. And these guys put in a 12-hour day. And they're saying, hey, how come you paid these cats? Been here 1 hour. How come you paid them the same amount? There it is. It's not fair, right? It's not fair. We're supposed to have equal opportunity employment, right? Wait a minute. So they're saying, wait a minute, we get minimum wage while those lazy cats that came and just worked an hour, they get $100 an hour. That's not fair. I don't know if they had lawyers back then, but somebody might have said, wait a minute, I'm going to go get my lawyer. That's not right. Now, let's listen to the response. We've heard the complaint. Now, let's see what the landowner has to say in response to these accusations. These accusations of what we would call them today, we'd call that unfair labor practices, right? That's unfair. Now, let's keep reading verse 13. But he answered one of them, I am not being unfair to you, friend. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the one who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous? Now think at this point, the men who were grumbling had to stop and realize, yeah, this man's right. He has the right to do whatever he wants. If he'd had some guys come on and work for 5 minutes and pay him denarius, that's his prerogative. Why? It's his money. He's allowed to do with his money what he wants to do. And by the way, we also are the same. We use our money in ways that we decide to. Nobody gets to decide how we spend our money. So how could we complain when somebody else spends their money in a certain way? So anyway, this lawyer, right? The lawyer, he's heard the other side and he's decided, hey man, there's no case to pursue here. So the lawyer packs up and he leaves. I'm kidding. There's no lawyer in here. That's just me. But there was an early agreement. There was an early agreement to work the 12-hour day for a certain amount of pay. One denarius. The employer fulfilled his promise. Work for a day, get your pay. The employer did not do anything wrong. This same employer can also be more generous, should he choose to be. He can be more generous to anyone he decides to be generous to. It's his money, after all. He can spend his money any way he wants without any workplace violations. So yes, it is true that the men that came in the later rounds, it is true that they were overpaid. We would all agree with this, right? They were overpaid, but guess what? That's the landowner's privilege. The landowner pays them what he feels is right. That's his privilege. He can decide to extend the same generosity to everyone. And now this story starts to click in our brains, right? Are you seeing what the story is really about? We understand this parable is about God. The landowner is God. And the workers are the people that God is allowing into his kingdom. Now, let's read the very last verse of this parable, and we'll see how Jesus wraps it up. Matthew 20, verse 16. Jesus says, so the last will be first, and the first will be last. There it is. No matter where we start, we who are redeemed end up in the same place. In this story, no matter how long these laborers worked, whether they worked 1 hour or 12 hours or anything in between, they all received the same wage, a full day's wage. This is a story about God's grace. Now, here are the practical implications of this story. There will be some Christians who have labored for Jesus all of their lives. All of their lives they've made sacrifices for the kingdom. They've been in church. They've given of their tithes and offerings. They've done all the right things. Day in, day out. They're all about living for God. And they're going to make their way to heaven. But guess what? There will be others in heaven. There will be others in heaven like the thief on the cross. Remember the story from Easter? The thief on the cross. He repented. He acknowledged Jesus was the Son of God. He acknowledged his own sin. And he says, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. The thief on the cross was saved. Saved from his sins just minutes before he died. And guess what? This thief is going to enjoy all of the blessings of heaven. alongside all the believers who have toiled their entire lives for Jesus. Such is the grace of God. God has the right to save the woman who labors for him all of her life. And God also has the right to save the man on his deathbed. Amen. We should never be saying to ourselves, hey, wait a minute, God, that's not fair. We got to be really careful when we start to use that kind of language, right? You don't want what's fair. Do you remember? You remember what we said about fairness? Jesus received what was completely unfair to him so that we could receive what is completely unfair to us. Jesus got a raw deal. He had to die on a cross, a bloody, humiliating, painful, excruciating death. He received what was unfair to him so that we could receive the blessings of heaven, the redemption of our souls. That's unfair to us. You don't want what's fair. You want God's grace. I promise you this. And we should be grateful as believers. We should be grateful every time a sinner repents and is born again. The Bible says there is rejoicing in heaven every time a soul repents. And one day I believe, we will meet that thief on the cross. I hope to shake his hand. Hope to talk to him. This thief on the cross, he's been in heaven for 2,000 years praising God. Amen. We're going to meet him one day. We'll be there together with all the saints. What are we going to do? We're going to bring glory to our God forever and ever. God's going to assign us He's going to assign us tasks and activities and things that are going to boggle our minds. How do we know this? We know the Bible says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no human mind has conceived the things that God has prepared for him. It's going to be an awesome time. As we wrap up here tonight, be reminded that our God is so good to his people. Never be upset that we end up in a dead heat with other believers. That dead heat is a racing term. In a foot race, if two runners cross the line at the same time, they call it a dead heat. If it's a horse race, they'll call it a photo finish. It's like, man, it's so close, we can't tell. We're going to have to look at the images. Never be upset that you end up in a dead heat with some other believer. We should be grateful. We should all be grateful that we've been saved in the first place. We should be grateful God has chosen us to be with him. God has chosen us to be redeemed. God has chosen us to be declared righteous. That's the concept of justification that we spoke about many Sundays ago. Justification is being declared righteous in the eyes of a holy God. We ought to thank our lucky stars. We ought to thank the Lord above that we are redeemed, that we've been chosen, that we've been called, and we are saved. We are born again. Amen. And that's why this devotional is called Equality in the Kingdom. And this ends this parable from Jesus about the kingdom of heaven. So if you like this story and you want to hear more stories, more of these parables of Jesus, let me know. If you're here tonight, let me know. If you're watching online and you like these stories of the parables, put something in the comment section. Let me know you're there. And maybe we'll continue doing those. If you're watching online, as always, we'd love for you to reach out to us. And we'll comment back with any questions. So let's close in prayer tonight. Father God in heaven, we are thankful that you are a God that invites all to come and join you in your kingdom. God, you've said in your word, it is your desire that all sinners would come to a place of repentance. God, we are overjoyed that we will meet the thief on the cross. We are overjoyed that we will be in heaven with those that you have saved on their deathbeds. We will be overjoyed, Father, that we will be with saints who have toiled their entire lives for you. God, we will be overjoyed to be declared righteous in your eyes, God, to be blameless, but without accusation, as your word says, Father. We are looking forward to a day when our faith will be made sight, when we receive a glorified body. And Lord, we look forward to giving you honor and glory for it all. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. You are dismissed.